The fifth gear, no Jesus, no peace. Remember our governing quotation about the fifth gear. The fifth gear lowers engine RPMs at highway speeds, reducing noise and wear and tear. That old crusty John the Baptist makes two statements that, if we slow down and think deeply about what he is saying, we can see he is laying out two principles for entering and staying in Jesus' fifth gear, life to the full. John 3:27, a person can only receive what is given them from heaven. And John 3:30, he must become greater, I must become less. Now, this is in response to John's disciples coming to him, worried that Jesus' disciples are baptizing more than they are. Apparently, even the devoted disciples of the holy John the Baptist are subject to those twin maladies of comparison and competition. Thank goodness we are not. Today, let's take one more look at John's first response. A person can receive only what is given them from heaven. John is saying he is perfectly comfortable with the role his heavenly Father has mapped out for him. He feels no need to outperform Jesus or anyone else, for that matter. Now, for you type A, are you expecting me not to try to advance in my career, in my life? Folks, I know this sounds ridiculous. I know because that used to be me. But there is a huge difference between giving our best effort in all we do and stressing and pressing because we are comparing and competing. Before Jesus came into my life, I was constantly winding it out in first, second, and third gears. I was pressing and stressing and then trying to numb that stress by looking for peace in all the wrong places. But after Jesus came into my life, I eventually learned that no Jesus, no peace. No Jesus, no peace. N-O Jesus, N-O peace. K-N-O Jesus, K-N-O peace. Even after Jesus came into my life, I took risk in my real estate and construction career. And with 721 Ministries, we have undertaken various engagements and activities that have taken us far outside our comfort zone. So please, no one conclude that we are saying to sit still and make no effort towards advancement. But when I found the balance of doing my best in all circumstances, always giving it my A-plus effort, and yet living with the comfort and confidence that a person can only receive that which is given them from heaven, I finally am learning to live in Jesus' fifth gear. And I'm adding from 1 Corinthians 15:10, Paul writing, "But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me."